Now, I understand you used to work in a sausage factory. Every single report says that, doesn't it? Everything. And in fact, we were so taken with it up in the office when we were going through, and every journalist seems to think... And how much did you earn then? They all say that, don't they?
£20 a week.
£20 a week. He's come a long way. But what we did, we put together this. If you want to look, we went through these hundreds of references that journalists are too lazy to find anything new. And these are, in our opinion, the top 10 recent references to Chris Waddle in newspapers vis-a-vis sausage employment. Just roll the VT. This is real. These are the real references. Here you go.
And here they come, Chris. 6 years ago, Chris Waddle was making the seasoning for sausages and pies in a Tyneside factory. Now he's one of the spicier performers in a Tottenham team whose season has gone south. But number 9, the journey from sausage factory to green factory is over. 8, Waddle spices the seasoning. 7, from bangers to cash. 6, he could show Coventry City's FA Cup dreams on Saturday, leaving him to regret, turning him down before he went off to make sausages. Number 5, he's come a long way since leaving the sausage factory to join Newcastle. 4, out of the frying pan and into soccer. 3, but he's never forgotten those days in the sausage factory. 2, the riches the former sausage labourer once dreamed of have come true. And at number 1, when you were offered by Match Magazine, if you could use job tomorrow, what would it be? You replied, a sausage maker!
Real. Absolutely real.
The reason that we linger over that but keep distance from it is because, extraordinarily, you weren't like an apprentice, you didn't go through the usual route. You were working to how old before you became a pro?
19.
Mm. So before you were 19, what was the name of the...
Towelaw Town.
Towelaw Town. What kind of club were Towelaw Town when you were
there? Well, they played on a Saturday and they were an amateur league. You must have heard of Blyth Spartans over there.
Oh, yeah?
Well, they played in the same league as them. That was a Saturday. And on a Sunday, I played with my mates at the pub team, so...
You played in a pub team?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It is wonderful, though, the old Sunday football, isn't it?
Yeah, we didn't have any orange juice for when players got injured, we didn't have a bucket and sponge. You have to run on and pour orange juice on the leg if I got injured.
Yeah, yeah.
The lad used to complain if you had a big gash on your leg, don't waste your orange juice, I need to drink it half time. you couldn't win.
Ever miss a penalty, Chris?
Yeah, I missed one on a Sunday morning a few years ago.
Let's talk about that. I should imagine your pub mates would have looked at you missing the World Cup tournament. Yeah, that's our Chris.